The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Lord Monday, 19 August 2019. Join with my friend down in Florida, Steve Elkins. Steve, let me get back to Laura here. So you had Constance Cumby on this case. Who was it?
Yes, that's right, in federal court.
Okay.
And what was found is that they could not make it mandatory for the Christian kids to have to take the class. So you might want to maybe get a little time on your show.
Okay, back up here. This went a federal... Okay, this was made into a federal case. What judge does...
What happened was supposed to be in the local courts, county courts. The school district wanted sent to federal court. That's how we ended up in federal court.
Well, of course they did.
Yeah.
I mean, we might have the luck of the draw, an Obama appointee or something.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so...
Anyway, we did have a black woman judge.
Well, I've got to get a hold of Constance Cumby. Do you have her information?
No, I don't. But you know, she's got a radio show in Detroit. She should be easy to look up.
Really?
She lives in Lake Orion, so.
Really, in Detroit? What do you know? What station?
No, I don't know.
I'll be damned, because it's been a long time since somebody on the right side of things had been on radio in Detroit. A long time.
Right.
I'm surprised that's
she
flying.
She talks mostly about New Age and that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, John, I wanted to tell you that I haven't gotten a hold of you, talked to you for a while. This Lower Peninsula Bob, my husband of 47 years, passed away last September.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So anyway, now I'm in a nursing home listening to your show on Wi-Fi radio.
Are you, what are you doing in a nursing home?
I'm ill. I think it tore me apart with my husband. He's also known as Yellowstone Bob, you know, in the USS Liberty book.
Well, if you need to supplant that big old hole, that vacuum that you have in your life, work yourself back, get the hell out of there, and start living life, because that is not a place for you to be, my dear lady.
I agree.
And I'm trying to, that's why I called in. You'd be surprised how many nurses and stuff I've turned on to your station. So I have been working.
My people.
You're infecting the staff. Oh, my God.
That's right, yeah. And all the aides and everything, they come in, they go, what station is that, you know?
They've never heard anything like this before, have they?
Exactly. And like I said, I've got on 24 hours a day.
Well, good.
Except for Sunday's drink.
All right, well.
Because I don't like that anarchist guy.
Write some minds in there, do your deal, and then get the heck out of there. Will you, Laura?
Okay, I will.
All right, dear. You hang in there.
Okay. Call Constance. She can go. Tell you all about the court case.
I will do that. Thank you, Laura.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, when we stop and consider what other people are going through.
Yeesh. Well, John, that's actually what I opened my show up with yesterday, called Keeping It in Perspective. I ran across a woman over the weekend, had terminal cancer, and it put me right back in check again of my issues in my life, and yeah. I thought, man, I really don't have problems, John.
Do you know, you always rib me about going to McDonald's, well, you know, for a quick breakfast sandwich or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, you pride yourself as being a good cook, and you whip up these wonderful things for your wife, and you sit down and have these great dinners. Well, you're feeding two people. It's hard to cook for one. You know, first the enthusiasm for cooking for one, and then what the hell do you cook? That, well, you get the idea. But you know, I'm looking at the situation. And one morning, I pulled into McDonald's, and there was somebody that was working the drive-thru window, and I'd just known him through past visits. I don't know him personally, and they started going off on me and their problems, and, you know, they were boiling themselves in their own self-pity. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, I used to, and I lifted this. I'd actually heard this from somebody else. And I just looked at the person. I said, you know, there's things that I wanted in my life, and I didn't have the money for it. And I said, I used to feel sorry for myself because I couldn't buy a pair of new shoes because I didn't have the money until I met a man that didn't have any feet. Kind of puts things back in perspective, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, the staff, if you're listening to the program up there, you take good care of Laura and get her the hell out of there, will you? That's not the place where she needs to be.
I agree.
Gary in Australia, down under. Hello, Gary.
Howdy, John. Howdy, Steve. How are you, gentlemen, today?
Doing great.
Just chronicling the destruction of the country. How are you doing, Gary?
Well, actually, it's pretty much the same way down here, John. I mean, I was just talking with one of my neighbors who's a real stand-up guy. I love the death out of him. And we were talking the same thing. He was saying the same thing to me. He says, it's going to hit the fan here. I said, it's going to hit the fan back home, too. You know, and what you were saying earlier, what you and Steve were talking about earlier, this is something that rolls through my mind regularly. In regard to this LGBTQRSTUVW123 nonsense,
yeah.
Where's the government? We used to have laws against this stuff, corrupting the morals of minors. We're talking about little children here.
Yes, we are.
Where are the men? I got in trouble. I did a video, right? Calling out the men and saying, the women are doing all the heavy lifting with this. Where are you men? You wouldn't believe how many comments I got from guys going off on me. Oh, you know, you're red, you're blue-pilled. I said, stuff your blue pill where the sun don't shine. I said, I'm speaking the truth. The women have more guts today than the men. It's all the women that are standing up against this.
And the Alcees wouldn't like to hear that down there because, well, what's the ratio of men to women down there? Men is a smaller commodity, is it not?
Yeah, you know, I really don't know, John. I don't know the numbers because I live in a very rural area. It's farming and ranching and stuff like that. So we got a lot of normal people here. You know, I mean, like-minded folks.
Normal.
But it's the cities.
Yeah.
The cities. Look, you know, I grew up in New York. I bring this up on my vlog on BitChute all the time. I grew up in New York City. But the New York City I grew up in, if you were pulling this stuff today, if I would have come home and said, you know, Dad, we had this guy come into school today telling us we have to this, that, or the other thing with another man or another boy or whatever. The next morning, my dad worked 6 days a week, two jobs. We hardly ever spent any time together because my dad was exercising his white privilege to bust his ass. And you know what? If I would have told my dad that, the next morning, him and probably hundreds of other men would have showed up at that school, and the cops would open the window while they threw him out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this country? It's lunatics.
Well, and Gary, this is what's got me all a Twitter, because I recognized this a long time ago. I've been encouraging people. I don't know what you can do from afar to inject them with some moral certitude or courage or telling them to stand up. I don't know what else to do. You can John, chide them, you can try to educate them, you can embarrass them, you can do whatever you want as a tactic to try to wake them up. But the only thing that they'll do is rather than listen to you, they'll turn on you.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, my last video I did last week, I do one or two a week. My last one I did was titled, "Help! Exclamation point. They're murdering me," screams the Bill of Rights. And I went and I read, in this video, I read how the Bill of Rights came into being, why it came into being, what inspired it, and I went through each one of the amendments to the Bill of Rights. And you know what? At this point, I look at it and say, I tell these people all the time, don't talk about your constipation. You don't know the first thing about your constipational rights.
That's right.
You don't know the first thing, and you care even less. Until you get hit on the head personally, you won't care.
There's a little bit.
And that's what it's coming down to.
Gary, there's a little bit in this agenda for everybody. It's going to reach everybody at one point or another, and they're going to be dumbfounded. They're going to look at you and go, well, why didn't you tell me? What are you, stupid? What do you think I've been trying to do? Yeah. All right. Well, Gary, do me a favor. Email me over your videos, and I'll post up the ones that I'm sure that the audience might be interested in. By the way,
you know, John, I tried.
One question for you, Gary.
John?
Gary?
Yeah.
One question for you. How the hell did you go from New York City to the Outback?
Yeah.
Well, love.
Love?
I finally found the woman who was my the one God made for me. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, but you're keeping her from
She's
New York.
She's a wonderful woman.
You're keeping her from the New York pizza.
No, you know, I'm very fortunate. God has really blessed me. You know, I have someone in my corner. This woman, she knows more about how to do things than most men do. You know, we've got a small farm here. Now, look, we don't have a lot of farms in the Bronx, as you well know. So I was behind the eight ball when I got here. But thank God, you know, I have farmers around me. When I needed to know how to do something, I'd say, you know, Kevin, I'm ignorant about this. Now, not stupid, ignorant, meaning I just don't know. And, you know, oh, mate, here's what you do. This is what you got to do, yada, 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 yada. And this woman, she can tell you more about mechanical stuff than most of the men I know. And you know what? She's right. And that's nice when a man has that in his life. Because, you know, to me, home is my sanctuary. Home is my church. Whenever I go out that front door, I'm going into a potential war zone. I had a little bit of a war here this morning with a lunatic neighbor, but that's another issue.
By the way,
in any case.
By the way, did you ever see the movie Quigley Down Under?
No, you know, I've never seen that. I've seen portions of it.
Okay,
you know.
You might want to, if you got Netflix or something like that, you may want to watch it because Tom Selleck was the star. And the woman that was a little off in the head, she finally comes around during the story in this movie. But she kept running around and calling Tom Selleck Roy, and that wasn't his name. And she kept referring to him as Roy, and he kept getting angry. He goes, why do you keep calling me Roy? Well, that's your name. Gary, I appreciate your call. Send me your videos.
I will do, John. Thank you so much. Take care, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye now.
So they have the same issue in Australia, John. Sounds like they have the same problem.
Which is calling people Roy?
They're teaching young children all this stuff.
Oh, well.
Same problem.
Yeah, hey. There's a worldwide conspiracy and agenda afoot. Nobody wants to say that's so.
Everywhere.
Whether it's destroying your children, whether it's giving you national health care, whether it's taking your guns, they want to take everything out of the hands that you have to fight with, if necessary. I mean, they're now saying, Steve, did you see the story? I want to get back to this one story about California because we got off on a track here.
Go ahead.
But, okay, well, let me just finish up the calls and we'll get back into this. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. So, real quick, I've got a point that will probably encapsulate your entire show tonight. I'm reading from a website. The United States IQ average is ranked at number 24 with an average IQ of 98, which means half of Americans are dumber than a 98 IQ.
Now, how is this information being put together? Are they actually saying that the mental capability of most Americans is at a 98 percentile?
Or average.
Or it's education, knowledge, whatever. I can't believe that 92%. That's moron level. That's I can barely,
80's moron, but I, no, I, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean that
because
this
IQ is go ahead.
This is drooling stage here, okay?
Right.
Where did you get that information, Mike?
Oh, it's a website. I just pulled up while you guys were talking about the story about the poor little girl who is autistic on the spectrum and I'm sitting there and I'm listening and I'm thinking, are those people in the schools malevolent or are they just stupid?
Stupid. And some of them are malevolent. The agenda driving this is certainly evil and malevolent. And unsuspecting people that think it's a good idea, they'll go right along with it. And for those that don't think it's such a good idea, they'll sit by and watch it go on. That's what I'm so angry about.
Me too, which is why I looked that up, because I sat there and I'm like, okay, so God did not really make us to be evil. And I know there's evil here, but God did maybe make us a little bit dumb. So these people who are trying to help this girl become a boy, they're probably just too dumb to know that they're doing the wrong thing. And that's really sad.
It is. It's worse than sad that we have people. See, teachers used to be regarded as an important component of a child growing up. Their job was to prepare them through the education, learn the function, the basic functionality here of what you're going to need in the society that, your life is ahead of you. We're going to give you the basic tools. That's all we can do. It's up to your parents to do the rest, do the moral guidance and all that stuff. We're just going to teach you the reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're not satisfied with that because these aren't your children anymore, Mike. Their agenda says your children belong to us because you're a deplorable. You're this, you're that, and they'll call you some name. Well, you can call me any name you want to. I don't care. As Steve said earlier, I don't care what you say. And this is the major problem that I've discovered, Mike, is people are being they're afraid of being labeled as a homophobe or some kind of miscreant or something. They're afraid of what other people are going to think, even though they see exactly what's going on. They'll justify a way around it so they don't have to do anything. You gutless, stupid people. You're gutless, you're of no use to yourself, and if you have children, look what the hell you're enabling the system to do to your child. Holy mackerel.
You know, every parent who encouraged their son to go to Vietnam is the same kind of person, in my opinion.
Well,
they don't have the brains to keep their kids safe.
Well, I was just kind of a misfit. I avoided the Vietnam thing because, I paid attention to it. But to other people, what was the government doing? What was the media doing? Oh, well, communism, we got to go fight communists. The politicians are telling that. The news media is telling that. And they're all heroes. That was a United Nations war. Lyndon Baines Johnson lied to get us into that. And it's been one lie after another.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Betty, North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Can I get on the Seventh Amendment, the Bill of Rights, on...
No. We never go past the Sixth because most people listening to this network can't count the Seven. Betty, I'm teasing you. Hold on a second.
I know you are.
Hey, hang on. I've got to take this break. Hang on 1 second. We'll be right back.
Woo! Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
No one can ease what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop?
Do what must be done. Oh, yeah. Betty, still there?
Yes, Jill.
Go ahead.
Okay, somebody called in a day or two ago and talked about appearing before a judge in a courtroom, mm-hmm. and the judge asking if you're a U.S. citizen, and the reply was, is this a criminal court or civil court using common law? And that if the judge has to answer this and it goes on the record
yeah.
of the trial,
mm-hmm.
the answer is going to have to be commercial law, as not being civil law, but commercial law, in which they don't take the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
Right.
Am I correct on that?
Yep. It's Court of Equity.
Go ahead.
It's Court of Equity. It's the corporate court, signified by the yellow fringe around their flag.
Oh, that's a maritime, isn't it?
There you go.
Admiralty.
Yep.
It's not commercial, it's admiralty?
It's commercial, admiralty. It's anything but common law. They will argue with you. If you go into one of these courts of equity and you argue your constitutional rights, you'll get read the riot act by the judge. He might even tell you, I took constitution classes as required by law to get my degree. But then he'll tell you that we can't hear those arguments. And this is what you're charged with, or here's the reason why you're in this court. how do you plead or whatever. They want to get your standing down. Once they get the standing down, they want to suck you into their jurisdiction. If you're smart enough to know that you don't belong there, the retort back to that judge is, if this is an admiralty or if this is a commercial court, whatever, you got the wrong guy, because I am not to be here. I am not that person. And this becomes a matter of record, and many times what a judge will do at that point in time, bang the gavel, say case dismissed, or he'll send you back to your seat, wait till the room clears out, he deals with everybody else in his little maritime court, and then he'll speak to you, he might dismiss it, whatever. But yeah.
Well, it's also, he's addressing the jury that's sitting there, probably.
Well,
and they too,
okay, if,
are
if this is
expected
a,
to...
Yeah.
Follow what he's saying.
Oh, you know, yeah, the judge will command that court. He will instruct the jury as to what they can consider and what they can't. I've watched judges block testimony, saying it's not germane to the case, that has nothing to do with this law. I've seen it happen repeatedly.
I got one last thing.
Yeah.
Earlier on your program tonight, you were talking about trying to get people into an organization on topics, and I was thinking on this case, if there were just some good sheriffs that would help us organize and try and confront the courts, because can't the sheriff insist that an indictment be considered and require some things of the court in his own jurisdiction? I mean, might they be willing to help you organize to educate people on the Seventh Amendment?
I don't know how to answer that, Betty.
I don't either, and yeah. I thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Chance in West Virginia. Then I'm going to get back to the California story here, because, folks, this is important. They're going to do their grand debut here in less than 2 weeks. And you're going to see stuff that's going to be popping up. The media is going to try to tamp it down, and which part of this story that I want to get back into, it talks about that as well. Chance in West Virginia. Go ahead, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. Hello, Steve. Steve, hi, by Chance. The way, yesterday I didn't hang up on you. My call was dropped. I didn't get tired of your rant. John, concerning the fact that Planned Parenthood has their dirty little fingers in a lot of pies, am I mistaken, or when our phenomenon in chief, wasn't one of his campaign promises to substantially defund Planned Parenthood?
And it's happened. I'll get to the story if I don't run out of time. I've got a half hour left. That was one of the stories I wanted to get around to. He defunded Planned Parenthood in a very large way. And they basically said, we don't care. We'll get money somewhere.
Oh, wow. And where are they getting it from? Soros?
It's anybody's guess. Dirty money
flows
in very suspicious places.
And, John, you mentioned the Indianapolis Temple. I remember that. Is Pastor Greg Dixon still alive, or did he pass away?
I do not know. I do not know.
I'm just curious.
This was an issue that woke up a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. I think he was on the shortwave many times, back in the 90s, early 90s.
Yep.
And okay, gentlemen, God bless you.
Thank you. The neat thing about shortwave is you do a radio broadcast and people halfway around the planet could hear you. That was neat. The district, going back to the story about the LGBT and we're California and you can't opt out. This is what they're telling the parents. And the ACLU is involved in this. Of course they are, because they're for civil rights, not anything constitutional or anything ordained. These are the card-carrying communists, and people go, why do you keep saying that? Because look into the ACLU. Look who they are and whence they came. And then you'll know why I say that. All right, we got a half hour left in this broadcast today. Steve Elkins down there in Florida. I'm up here just north of Austin in Round Rock, Texas. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
A conservative group, Our Watch, exposed this progressive sex education. These programs in California teaching children about oral sex, masturbation, role-playing, and more. Well, the video depicts an ACLU staff attorney, Ruth Dawson, according to Our Watch, instructing teachers on how to help students obtain abortions without parental consent. The video generated no local or national media coverage until a tipster alerted the DCNF. And that, of course, would be the Daily Caller News Foundation. The investigation by the DCNF found the California Board of Education implemented progressive sex and gender education curriculum in public schools across the state, and that the ACLU was permitted to instruct California public school teachers on how to help children obtain abortions without parental consent. The Murrieta School District's Monica Gutierrez of the Public Information Office sent a July 29th email warning parents that misinformation was being spread throughout the district. President of Our Watch, Pastor Tim Thompson, said the misinformation that Gutierrez was referring to was the Our Watch video and subsequent media coverage. Well, I think you can get rid of this information officer for lying through her damn teeth. I'm writing to you, she says, this morning because the inaccuracies and false information regarding comprehensive sexual health education is once again propagating our community. Gutierrez wrote in an email to a group she referred to as key communicators obtained by the DCNF. She did not respond to multiple requests for comments. She's too busy hiding because she knows she's a liar and she's wrong. Gutierrez attached a pamphlet to the email intended to distill rumors previously circulating in the community. Not rumors. People are learning the facts, and they're angry. Thompson said he had proposed a model policy in March, the email to the Murata School District that addressed concerns regarding the LGBTQ content being taught to children. Gutierrez denied the request and told Thompson it was not possible for parents to opt their children out of this LGBT content. We write in response to your request that the Murata Valley Unified School District mandate opt-out notifications in grade K-12 from discussions that mention the content. Historical records, figures, Gutierrez wrote on March 1st letter. She pointed out that the California Healthy Youth Act, these people are famous for doing something and it means exactly the opposite, folks. The California Health Youth Act, otherwise known as AB 329, mandates teachers and the curriculum affirmatively recognize different sexual orientations, be inclusive of same-sex relations, and teach students about gender, gender identity, and gender expression. This is not their job. They should all be fired. I'm done with this. I mean, Steve, I'm just blown away. Aren't there enough conservative people to mount a defense and go after these clowns in California?
Evidently not. I know I would, but that's me. I know Ron McDonald would.
Well, Ron McDonald, he's up and disappeared. When was the last time you heard from him?
Yeah. Months, a couple months.
Yeah. Boy. Oh, and here's the one. If you don't think things are bad enough, folks, let's go to Illinois. Illinois is requiring public schools to teach the LGBTQ history. Here it is. Here's your September surprise. Illinois public schools will be required to teach about the contributions of the LGBTQ people across the state and the country, under a new law approved by Governor J.B. Pritzker. The law, signed by Pritzker last week, mandates that history curriculum in schools across the state include lessons spotlighting noteworthy lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans, according to the Chicago Tribune. As part of the new curriculum, it's set to launch in 2020. The LGBTQ-focused lessons must be taught before students reach the eighth grade, according to the report. All textbooks must include the roles and contributions of all people protected under the Illinois Human Rights Act and must be non-discriminatory as to any of the characteristics under the act. One of the best ways to overcome intolerance is through education and exposure to different people and viewpoints, Democratic State Senator Heather Stearns of Chicago, one of the bill's Senate sponsors. She said that in a news release obtained by the Tribune, and I'm quoting, an inclusive curriculum will not only teach an accurate version of history, a version of history, but also promote acceptance of the LGBTQ community. They're transforming children, Steve. They're corrupting their minds, and they're telling us that this is promoting acceptance. What other group of people said that, well, they were there for tolerance? Group of lawyers out of Alabama. Remember who they were? Steve?
No, I don't. Not offhand.
Morris Dees, Southern Poverty Law?
Oh, yeah. Okay, thinking here.
Yeah. Now, here's a guy that he would... Anybody that was attacked for their lesbian, gay, transgender, whatever, they would go after them. Well, it turns out that Morris Dees was doing what to his 14-year-old stepdaughter? Folks, I won't go through it, but it's something that maybe Mr. Epstein would be doing if he were still alive. And pretty much Southern Poverty Law is now down the tubes because people caught on to what and who they were and how really morally corrupt these people were. I mean, really? I mean, here's a guy that wanted to have for his anniversary in the Watergate Hotel when he was in D.C. with his wife, wanted to have a threesome with another guy. That's who this guy is. And I've been banging that drum for many, many years. Finally, people caught on to who Morris Dees was, who Mark Potok really was. And then this guy, if you ever saw Mark Potok, I can guarantee you there's a few chromosomes missing in his ladder. But it's falling apart because people finally said, okay, what's all this noise about Southern Poverty Law? Let's take a look at it. But does anybody cover... Did anybody, Steve, cover the Southern Poverty Law in a negative light? It was always positive. They were always the go-to guys when there was some straight person complaining about this, that, or the other. Well, there were the team of lawyers from the ACLU. They were recruited. Southern Poverty Law would help out. You know, and they were just all there in their merry band of men to warp your kids' minds and protect those that were doing the mind warping.
Well, you know, John, this is all part of the Agenda 2030. The children, the youth. They can't change our minds, but they can change and work on the youth, and that's what the whole agenda is about. So,
and Steve, this is what I said. You know, do you think these liberal, and I'm kind when I use that term, professors at college level, were there just to try to turn people's viewpoint? Well, let me tell you something. By the age of 17, 18, 19, 20, whenever... kid gets done with high school and goes into college, he's pretty much formed.
Yeah.
Okay? He's got his moral compass. He knows what he is or who she is and what direction they're going and all this other stuff. No. I sounded the alarm back then. I told people, do you think they're going to stop at college? No. They're going to go right down to our school kids, and that's exactly what they've done. Even to make sure that they're prepped for preschool, they're teaching 3-4-year-olds sex now.
Yeah.
A baby, amazing. Folks. A baby. Sovereign Man, how you doing?
I'm blessed, John. How are you?
I'm blessed, but we're broke. How are you?
Oh, I feel your pain, brother. I'd send you something, but, you know, I'm out here chasing ferns myself. The reason why they're using the gender bending chemicals, you know, the plastics, the BPA in the receipts, and now they're targeting the children and affecting their minds, putting these memes in their head saying they could be whatever. I believe that in that book, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the son of perdition. And it says that he will not have a natural affection for women. So what does that mean? That means that he will be of a perverse spirit, and that this behavior has to be mainstream or to be accepted by society in order for him to come to power. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
See, nobody's talking about that, are they?
No, they're not.
This is a spiritual battle, whether people like to recognize it or not.
Well, I mean, what effect does morality or ethics or from whence it came have on people that have rejected all of that? This is what I find most fascinating. It's like trying to stick a square peg in a round hole. You know, I mean, do away from the morality and ethics from whence it came, alienate people from that. So the people that are going to work on the public's minds and our school children's minds are free to do so pretty much unencumbered. What they're doing is illegal, it's immoral, it's unethical. They keep touting law, there is no law, and these people need to be taken to task right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I thank you for your call. Thank you, Sovereign Man. Because I want to slide this in here. Story we did back in June of this year. Hundreds of parents pull kids from school to protest the LGBTQ curriculum. These parents knew what was going on. This inclusive curriculum in the Rockland School District near Sacramento, it's riling parents up, resulting in 700 children being pulled from classes last Friday. The issue is the new lessons that include the accomplishments of the LGBT Americans. Many parents say that they're not opposed to the inclusive lessons, but to giving them to children at a young age. So your perversion is okay just as long as you attack them when they're, I guess, 10 or something. I don't know. But at any rate, that story never made national news. None of this corrupt crap coming out of California is ever covered in the national news. Ever. Now, have you heard the term enablers? Well, Steve?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's who these people are. And they're going unopposed. And I'm telling you, lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits.
Yep, I agree.
If it's done correctly, that sets the standard, then it's easy peasy.
Well, the question is, what's holding back the attorneys? There must be some blackmailing going on there. I mean, are they clean or what's happening there? Somebody by now should have come forward and said, you know what, I'm going to tackle this because it's the right thing to do. Nobody's doing it.
Well, how about an attorney that's got less than stellar reasons for doing it? Small-town attorneys that take on big cases make names for themselves. I've seen that happen thousands of times. So that if for no other reason, this will bring me fame. I don't know. Maybe the parents, maybe people are not hiring the attorneys. Maybe they're not asking for a little break here. Maybe they're not pooling their money and getting the proper attorneys to put together the verbiage to go after these clowns. I don't know, but it's not being done, and I'd like to know why.
Me too.
Chris in Vegas. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. Hit the mute button.
Thank you. I had to get the mute button and get the other screen to jump on there. Hello, John and Steve.
Hello.
I just wanted to bring up this is the nudge situation. It was brought on and prefaced by the DARE program, the familiarization of the grade school children with drugs, to let them know the dangerous effects and protect them from the drugs, except for the fact it was really familiarizing them with the effects, and they probably described them as exhilarating, sensuous, exciting, so on and so forth. And this is Cass Sunstein in his Nudge book. And so now we've got these LGBTQ, these sodomites. Mostly, I think Sunstein was Modeeds were probably NAMBLA members, or at least PEDO members for sure. And these people are nothing but sodomites. They want to pervert the Lord's will to their own self-deprecating and deviant behavior. And how can they get the schools to go along so readily, easily, marching down the path to complete destruction of our culture and society of being a righteous, moral, supposed country? I think generally the bulk of the population still feels that way. However, there's a deviant aspect, a very small segment of these sycophants or sycophantes who really want to pervert the whole nation to their own deviant lifestyle so they'll feel better about themselves and have a more target-friendly environment for them to prey upon our children without our objection.
Yeah? Did he just drop?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, when there's that long pause, it gives you a chance to say whatever else you wanted to say because I have nothing to add to that.
Well, I appreciate your ring with the point of view, but I'm pretty astute in my points of view, and They've come over a long time and a lot of law enforcement experience behind me. And I've watched this country just break down to its knees. It's been an incrementalism. That's why it's difficult for most people to notice that we're being nudged over the finish line to complete destruction, abject communism, Bolshevism, Zionism, if you will. It's a really, really scary time for America because, as you know, I have been targeted and swatted for my advocacy and activism as a whistleblower, turning on the criminality of this criminal state government and federal government. The FBI is abjectly corrupt. The DOJ is abject corrupt. And when we have abject corrupt leaders, they're going to lead us to the path of complete destruction and happily doing it because they're obviously taking bribes under the table along with being plied with luscious young females and males, as the case may be, or maybe they like others, who knows. But this is a horrific, this is the new Babylon, the Nimrod and Shamiranus's Babel, and they are really working in deprecation of the whole society to try to break us down and completely have us overwhelmed by the New World Order, which is the old world order of global Satanism. Again, the pregnant pause.
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening.
Well, you obviously have more callers, but thanking you for letting me vent a little bit today, but it is a really dangerous time for America on the front of this impending doom of the economic implosion that they're planning for the world. The world economy is destined to fail. I would look for September the 7th, another D-Day, 7 being a high number of their demonic god. And so that's a very, very dangerous time. Of course, you got September 11th right after that. Again, another 9-1-1 supposedly, which is really 7-1-1 if you do away with July and Jesus, who are the wondering who, that's who, that were added by Pope Gregor, the Holy Roman Catholic Christos Synagogue of Satan in the Catholic Church.
Chris?
I hear it. Yes.
I Synagogue of Satan, I'm just, I just thought of Rick Adams.
Well, thank you very much.
There's 5 hours on Saturday that the TalkStream Live will not play. And that's that 5-hour block of Rick Adams because he's always on the Synagogue of Satan. And, of course, Deanna Spingola, you know, with his fascination with Hitler. And they blocked those 5 hours. Now, they worked with us. They said, look, we're just going to block those 98% of your content for your network. We're going to play because we are, of the 100 radio programs that they run, I was talking to Ken, our weekend board op, we're in the top 5, top 10, top 15. And if you go to TalkStream Live and look at all of what they carry, holy mackerel. We're starting to catch fire. And they have been working with us. They don't want to shut us off. So they have the alternative site that they play Spingola and Rick Adams on. But it's not on the normal schedule on TalkStream Live. And we're slapping the snot out of the... I mean...
Well, when the hack attackers hack your phone calls and make them stutter staccato-like out here and intermittently blank them out so we can't hear very clearly... I do go to TalkStream Live and listen to you there occasionally. And to your point earlier about why you can't find attorneys, well, remember the Bar Association is a private association.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a concept you'll find in Black's Law called jus or jus specialis, F-E-T-I-A-L-E-S, F-E-C-I-A-L-E-S. And what we don't understand about the Attorneys is they're a secret warring cult tribe, if you will, who have been brought in to destroy this country, and that jus specialis is a silent secret war to absolute destruction of anyone they can ensnare into their court schemes. And, of course, if they dare to bring the truth forward and bring cases against this...
All right, fine. So we have a lawyer that gets pangs of conscience, okay? He realizes that, okay... If I do this, They might take my bar card. Okay, fine. You can be an ex-attorney and still represent people in court. Did you know that? You don't have to be you don't have to be a bar card carrying attorney.
That's right.
And that you can go into court. And here's the problem, and you know this rather well, Chris. They're always people are always tripped up on the procedures of the court. They've got their little snares and their pitfalls and pratfalls that they'll pull on you. But I'm just waiting for attorneys. There's not going to be maybe 1-2% of them. They're going, you know what? I am not going to be part of this anymore. Just like the ex-FBI and BATF people I've met throughout the years that have literally come up to me and said, you know, when I first heard you talking about our organization, I thought you were full of monkey milk, and then I kept listening to you. Well, here is my card from my previous employer, and they quit. Now, that takes a...
My hat's off to them.
I'm sorry, what?
My hat's off to them. If we've got one of those good moral conscious or ready-to-retire attorneys, I've got a case that can help them retire in good style, and I'm happy to give a good portion of the settlement to them for assistance in Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, DCUS.
You're fishing for a lawyer, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you can't find me here in Nevada, I guarantee. I have been barred from getting any justice whatsoever.
Well, you know, they don't want you walking over the bodies, only they know where they're buried. You know, you get too close to those, and that's what happens. Hey,
God bless America.
Chris, I'm out of time. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I'm trying to find that story. I thought I sent it over to Julie. That Planned Parenthood, Trump just pulled, I think, $200-300 million from them. If you can find that story, Mike, please post it up. I thought I posted it up earlier today. All right. Any parting shots there, Stevie Kinerino?
No, it's a little depressing. But like I said, I had some good news today. At least my daughter caught on to it. But we have a lot more people to teach, and we have a lot more people to encourage to push back and to fight these people, push back hard.
Well, Steve,
and
Steve,
it's a lot of work.
You're depressed? How do you?
No, I'm happy that she understands. But I mean, there's a lot.
No. You said before that you said you're depressed.
Yeah. I mean, this thing is steamrolling, and it's huge. Every day I open the paper and there's more and more and more gay, more gay, more gay. And I'm sick of it.
Well,
I'm sick of it.
How do you think, if I would have yielded to my depression, do you think I would have lasted 27 years?
No, you wouldn't have.
No,
you wouldn't have.
No. Folks, we need to do another 27 if necessary. We need donations into this network. There's no money in either account. We got bills stacking up. If you want to, and you new listeners out there, if you want to hear more of this network, if we whetted your appetite, be generous. You know, throw a 50 or 100 in an envelope. Send it to us. You'll be glad you did, because we're going to be on the air as long as the people will support what we are doing. And we are in support of the Republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Give it a name. Freedom, folks. Freedom and liberty. Not some politician's idea of it, but the founding document's idea of it. Steve, thanks for being here, bud.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. That'll do it for us today, folks. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you very much listening in. Tell people about the network. We can only win if we can gather the forces to combat the evil that we're seeing. It's up to us.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.